Shir Chof Tes and Sukkah continued, Yud Kislev Hei Toshim and Aleph, November 18, 1980, and Tuesday continued.
He had money to finish it and to build the other two tvanis. So then in the Shem Shemayim, just in the Shem Shemayim is how, and these two tvanis, it's how, and the other two tvanis also. As a matter of fact, you see, if we don't explain Rabbi Tam the way the Mishneh Berurah explains it, then Rabbi Tam will represent his theory to what we said. We said that actually, there is a requirement that the sukkah should be sosum, should be shut off from the surrounding space on all four sides. On all four sides. And then we mention the raya. Certainly, according to the Rambam, it's a strong raya, because the Gemara says, Nige the Habedeifen, Mishabes, that if Sikha Chagabibore, we also lechi, so Nige the Habedeifen, Mishabes, Habedeifen, Sukkah. And then the Gemara also says that Nige the Habedeifen Lisuke Habedeifen Shabbos. So in other words, if Nige the Habedeifen Lisuke, let's say, Kipasi the Oyes, so Yedeifen Shabbos, so in Mele it's Yedeifen Lisuke also. Now, according to the Rambam, so in order to be a Mishnayochit Dami Shabbos, so you must have four Mechitzes. The fourth side can be a lechi, but it has to be a lechi nechol. Masheinke in Damisuke, so only Stein to Chosel Shlis Natu Tefach. So how does the Gemara say that if it's needed to have a day for Misuke, have a day for Mishabes, but Suke requires only three tvanis, two tvanis moeis, and the Shlish is after the Tefach. Shabbos, according to the Rambam, Midraise requires four mechitzes. So how can we say, Midin Habedeifen, Lisuke Habedeifen Shabbos? But by Suke you only require, it should be Sosum on three sides, because the fourth side can be poured completely. And Gabi Shabbos, according to the Rambam, so it must be Sosum on all the four sides. So the answer is that by Sukkah must also be Sosom among the three sides. But the halacha is, if we have two mechitzes mures and shlishi satu etefach, so then the fourth side is also considered Sosom. And the halacha is from the chinuch, the sheet of the chinuch is that even the fourth side has to have its own pesach. Why? Because so even the mishnei who are very kind of chinuch, So because there's the halacha that if it has two tvanis mures and shlish satu etefach, so the fourth side is considered tzosum anyway, without the tzosa pesach. So actually, if we are not going to explain from the Talmud the way the Bir Halacha in Siman Tov Chesh Lamed Ches explains it, then there will be a stira to that principle from Rabbi Tam Shiti. Because Rabbi Tam Shiti is that it's also in Raisa only the Shtayim Kil Choson on the Shlis Tafu Tefach, but Atzisuke, over and above the Shtayim Kil Choson, which is Tafu Tefach, and Atosam in Raisa. But if we say that it does not have to be Sosom on all four sides, it does not even have to be Sosom completely on the third side, it only has to be Sosom on two sides. And on the third side, it must just have a different Tefach, it doesn't have to be Sosom. So then we understand as to why that the Shemayim is not how and the excess over the bottom. But if we are going to say that Al Pidin it has to be Sosum and all the four sides, but if you have Stein, Tuchos, and Shisat, whatever, so then it's considered as if you had the Chitzam on the four sides, as if it had been Sosum. So we may lay, but if we manage build the Chitzam on the four sides, so it should. The Israeli should have, but according to the Lawahes, Pshat and Hametam, that Hametam Shitim is like the Ram, but it is more master than the Ram. That when does Hametam say that, and the excess over and above the Shtayt, the Chosom, the Shvishis, the Tefach, so the Israeli is not how the Ram say, only if the Hatchila had mind only to build the Nehemi Sukkot. And then later on, he changed his mind. So since we had clearly had in mind to build only Shtayim Tilchos and Shlishis after the Tefach, so Mele, so you became Sosum. It became Sosum for the Shtayim Tilchos and Shlishis after the Tefach. So Mele, when later on he ends the third event, he extends the third event and he puts up the fourth event, so the Israeli is not how on the extension. But the so he said as follows. V'yeisam yoreh, v'dam yusne leke rabbetam, achu b'fomesh nivantam, v'rotzaleima, v'mitchilo, also ki lehersha, v'hakei heisi, avu imoso kol atfaliz, avu imoso kol atfaliz, zeh achazek esidro, heimshom eskol kachot imine, ולאורי הפיק אבס יוסף משוכנו ובדיל הרם, אבל בטייסס ולראש, הוסקר שיטס רבנתם, משום דהרם מפורש דיבר רבנתם. So the Ram is only explanatory of the sheet of רבנתם. ועל בו זה חולק על רבנתם. ורבנתם, אתם יהיה יסר מיד להכשר. עושר על פופולים לרבון. ויהיו סבירו להם, תלמיץ רכלל. ובזה סבירו להביוס בס יוסף כאן. So in other words, the Rabbetam says that on the excess over and above, so it's not also the Rabbetam in the Reise, but the Rabbetam is also. But the Rabbetam says, if he changed his mind and he put out the excess, so then it's nothing more than the Rabbetam. It's nothing more than the Rabbetam. So on the contrary, so the Rabbetam is more makeup than Rabbetam. The Rabbetam is more makeup than Rabbetam. Rabbetam is more machmir. So, this is how he explained the Shkila Rabbetam. Otherwise, if we explain the Rabbetam any other way, so then we are involved in a difficulty. I mean, which two Tfalis and Shlishis after the Tefach, so we'll be also about the Reise, unless we say the two Tfalis that are put up first in point of time. So these are also the Reise. And the one that is put up later is not also the Reise. And the first portion of the third event in point of time, that is also the Reise. And the rest is not also the Reise. So then the question arises, suppose all the four families are put up by four different people at the same moment. So which will be also the Reise, which will be also the Rabbon. But if we say like that, so then there is no difficulty. Now, I mentioned last time the machlekes between the Rambam and the Rosh. Now turn to the Rosh, and I will be more.
Und der Rüge Aramba, der Kosa hat sich Suki Asuri,
כל שמינה סיני אחת, בין הציטפליס, בין הציסחק, ונעיסים, ונעיסים הם מדבר אחר, כל מיני אחת. So the Rosh Hashanah is that only the Atzi HaSrach HaOsav HaGoloi, but the Atzi HaTfalis are not Osav HaGoloi. Atzi HaTfalis are not Osav HaGoloi. Now, so the Chai explains the Shifas Rambam. If the Rosh Kashi is, but Tzuke is Nikro Al Shem HaSrach, not Al Shem HaTfalis, so the Chai says, if it's a meaning of Psul, so it doesn't apply to the Tfalis. But here there is a Lecher of Shem Shemayim Chalo HaSuke. So in other words, the Hefetz of the Mitzvah is also valid. Shem Shemayim is Chala, the Hefetz of the Mitzvah of Sukkot. The Hefetz of the Mitzvah does not consist only of the Schach. It consists of the Schach and the Tfalis, because he couldn't be the kind of Mitzvah Sukkot without Tfalis. So in Mele, the Rambam says that it's also Rosh. But there is a very strange thing about the Rosh. From the Rosh, Roshi, it appears as if the Rambam is the only one who is held on it. And then he says, So it's mashma that the Rambam is the only one who is chelik on him. But the question is, from Rav Netan himself, it's mashma that he agrees with the Rambam. Rav Netan says that only the time kill chosom v'shlishis afilu tevak is also banuri in Raisin. But the excess over in the book of time kill chosom v'shlishis afilu tevak, so that is not also banuri. The excess over in the book is not also banuri. But the Steinkel Chosom, that's the Tfalis, not the Schach. The Schach, there is no Aloche of Steinkel Chosom, which is a good Tefach. So that's Aloche in Tfalis. So we see from Rav Netan that he agrees with this Rambam. So how is it that he is massive on the Rambam and he is not massive on Rav Netan? He mentioned Rav Netan Shita first. And then he says his own Shita. As if his own shita had been consistent with the shita of the time. So the Pesiosophist raises that question. Vitamo, Harab Rabbi Yom Yizrochi, our Rosh, Heich Nusimit of Mishra Matches, in this Yosef, Heich Nelam Mimenu Zeh Shekos Vatisis, Bifir Tamim, Ubeemes, Shehudomo Shehol Rosh Yisrael Beyo. I mean, if the Rosh mentions Rabbi Tam Shite, doesn't say anything. And then he says his own Shite, that Atzisuki only Atzisrach, not Atzifanez, And then he says, but the Rambam says, if Matzifane is below him. What about Ramtam? Ramtam also says the same thing as the Rambam. He only really said to the Stein to Rosh Mizabim. That's the Rambam of Yos Kash. So he says, Ulemesh Udoko Shavu Rosh Yisrael. The Efsha Litrik. The Lema. So I mean, the Pesiosk admits that this is the Lema. She Rosh Sobo. She Mashi Kosuva Tisvet. The Lema. She Ramtam. The Mashi Kosuva. מה שנאמר, חבר השם, הפסוק על השם, finally reveals secret, when the Rosh Hashanah, that when Ramatam, he doesn't mean that the Tvamis of Shaykh also Meshlis Abutefa are also Meraisa. The Tvamis are not also Meraisa over there. But he means that the Schach, he mentioned Shaykh also Meshlis Abutefa as a Dugma. A Mirum Sukkim. And what he really meant was that only the Atzi Schach of Zayin al Zayin is also Ramayin. But the other Atzi Schach over and above Zayin al Zayin, that is not also Ramayin. But as far as the families themselves are concerned, so even of the Atzei Tfamim of the Shtayim Kil Choso, which is Kaputefa, are not about. That's what he says. What he admits, I mean, the Pashas Aloshin of Ramatan faces is that the families themselves in the Shtayim Kil Choso, which is Kaputefa, is also about. Is also about. But because from the Rosh it's Mashma, that only the Rambam is Chelkanei, and it's not Mashma. He doesn't say that Ramatam is Chelkanei Shite, because the Rosh thought that Ramatam could be explained in such a way that he's referring to the Atzischach, and he mentioned Shtayim Kil Choso, Ushlishi Zaku Tefach, only Leidug Mubiao. Now, the next stage is Mal Dila Hashem, Apsuka Hashem. Because some are willing to say that Dila Hashemchige, Moikmina Lo Nisuka Nishimcha. Harumi Boyle Mute Suka Bzur. So that word, Gimon has the Kashe, Hosso Name. Harumi Boyle, we put it in Sizzle. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, just as there is a Pasuk Gabi Tzitzes, that it has to be Lishmo. So here Gabi Sukkes, there is also a Pasuk, so the Gemara says, Ochaname Gabi Chara Sukkes Tazel Och Loch Veshem Chibo, Ahu Miboyo Yom Yibuten Zul. So we have no Pasuk that Asiyas Asukke has to be Lishmo. The way we shall go. In other words, so we have a Pasuk of Chara Sukkes, Tazeloch, that the Tzuma is possible. In other words, by the Dalit meaning, so Darshin from Lochem, that it has to be Lochem, it has to be Shalem, that it is shown is possible. Masheiki Gabisuke, we don't Darshin that it has to be his, but we Darshin that he, the Sukkah is the Sukkah of Tzuma, so then it is possible. Now, Teinu claim you should be Harley Mitzvah Boma there. Why does it need a special possible? That Sukkah Gzulo is possible, but it should be possible anyway, without the possible, because it's a Mitzvah Maveh, like an Esrei Kagod, the Rule Bagod. The Mahay Taimi Paskino, the Esrei Kagod, the Yom Devshem, we come on the Rule Bagod, who by each might see good and cash, because our Vishnu, the Yom Devshem, 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 because the Mishnah says that rule of Hagozo is possible. So Gemara is a kasher, Bishon Yom Tev, Rishin the first Yom Tev, so there's a Lochel Lochel. If it's Gozo, it's not his, he has no title in the rule. But Yom Tev Sheni doesn't require Lochel, showing his kosher, so that Gozo also be kosher. So Gemara is a teretz, one man don't give a teretz, that Gozo is possible Yom Tev Sheni because of Mitzah Bomabe. Bahashke, Ike, Lomu Lochel, Mishochel. So now the question arises against the Gemara, since Lule Magos, is possible even on the chain, where there is no Zeus Apostle of Lachem. Because it's Isabel Mavere, so why does the Torah have to mention Zeus Apostle of Lachem, Lukachem Lachem, pre-Tzodo? By interpretation, even without the Posse, Gozo is possible. Umi Yohasson, so this is. There is a very simple text, Umi Yohasson, Mikhail Mishmael, Mitzvah, Lude Shom. אבל רבי סוקי רק לשני יוחד, לרבון עמדם ומינו מכמה וכי לקיושי, לא דומי יצי יחלוסי מסוקי של חבר, ואיזה מחלק יש ביטוי רבו לזר עד רבון. הכל יותר רבו לזר, so סוקו also has to be יוחד. סוקו also has to be יוחד. But רבון say that סוקו does not have to be יוחד. And one can be יצי בסוקו של חבר also. So the question is, so why does the Torah have to mention Hadashiki Sassaloch? That Sukkah Bzula is Ksuo, it should be Ksuo, without the Pasuk, because of Mitzah Bonavir. Without going to the simple as of the Israel Mishmishukis, the Lamishim of Israel, the Uri Mishmishukis. The Ishlema, the time that the Mitzah Bonavir allowed that Kederai Zelon Gamma. So this is here, it gives the Teres, and this is the Teres, the Teres gives only in Sukkah. In every other Sechte, when Teres says that Kashi, Teres does not give the Teres. Only here does not give the Teres. So, Teres says here, that the whole aloha of Mitzah, whole Babel is only in the Rabbon and the Kawah. With the right side, there is no such aloha. So in the Mele, if the heavy dinners are supposed to have a Shukis as aloha, so I would say that Ksulo is also Ksheo. So now we know that Ksulo is Ksulo in the right side. And in the Rabbon, so there is a dinner Mitzah Babel. But of course, that sheet of cases is very difficult because there are many divorce. To the contrary, that the dinner of Mitzah for Babel is in the right side aloha. Alright, new question. We get it, come so. Come happen to Zulu Shimon in the Rabbi. The Oma, so it's in the Haperes. The Oma will be more. They need to bring me to in the Haperes. My time in the HTV will come. In other words, because if we were to say that you is came, so then we would say that only if it is learning, but if it is NATO, so then there is Yush. But Ula says, be NATO, be NATO, you have that. My time is Yush, if you recall it. Ush Manuele, we Ule, be Yush, if you recall it. So there is a sphere, so Jesus mentions a sphere. From the morning, the times of it, Mashma, the Tula holds, that Yush, if is not coming. But then, there is another memory, Ula coming. From which it appears that Ula holds that Yishidim is gone. Ushmanino Ula, Yishidim is gone. Gabriel Shemu Abayis, began in the Gazlan. So, in other words, so there the Ula says that Yishidim is gone. Then the Rabbi Tam, the time of the Ula, the people of Yishidim is Abu Abayis. How many rights in other words, Texas wants to mention Kashi and the Terrence. Because what was the Teres of Teisus? That the whole Aloha of Mitzah Bo Ba'aveir is in Rabbon Mika Aloha. So Teisus says, no, it's in the Reisnik Aloha. What's the Reisnik Aloha? The Reisnik Aloha? Because Rabbi Tam mentioned this Tire between two divorces. From the morning, it appears that the Tumor holds that he should be his Loicha. And that's why we bring in the Achatus of Tumor is in the Chaper as the need of the Loicha. And then from the morning, in Bova Kame, so it's Mashma that he should be his Konek. So in Rabbi Tam, the time is that actually Yule holds, as it appears in the Bore Bore Kama, that Yushidi is coming. But then, why does Ule say in Gittin, that Chabit Zulo, Ben Yido, Ben Moy Yido, is Eino Mechaperes, because Yushidi is coming, so it's Lui Kone, Lui Kabi Kom. Why? Because even if we say that Yushidi is coming, but the mitzvah above Abel is. I'm in the right thing. So in other words, so anyway, so Rabbi Tam has a hech that mitzvah above Abel is in the right thing. So maybe we cannot say, like this is Teretz, that mitzvah above Abel is only in Rabbi Tam. But so far, we see Rabbi Tam Shik. That's Rabbi Tam Shik here in Wakame, in Gittin. In Wakame, there is a very long text verse. Discussing the Shita of Rabbi Tam. In Gittin there is a very long Teitzes. Here Teitzes only refers to Rabbi Tam Shite, Adabuch. But that's Rabbi Tam Shite. Rabbi Tam says that according to Ule, so Yush is came. But if somebody gazes, if somebody gazes a behemoth and his magnitude, so then it's not the happier because of Mitzvah Habobabe. Now, we have to understand Rabbi Tam Shita. Because Mitzvah Bob Aveda does not mean that if a person was able to be a certain mitzvah, because of certain averas he committed, so in melee he is not going to be becoming a Nitzvi. Now let's say, suppose somebody will do Isuke on Shabbos before Sukkot. So will anyone say that no one who will sit in that Sukkot that was built on Shabbos will be becoming a Nitzvi Sukkot? No one will say that. So why not? Because Mitzvah Avon Avera is only Shayer when the Chetze of the Mitzvah has a Shem Yivayim Avera. Now this is Yoshalmin Shabbos. Yoshalmin Shabbos says that if somebody doesn't imagine and he ate a piece of night, he is not the kind of Mitzvah. Why? Because it's a Mitzvah Avon Avera. But suppose the first night of Pesach happens to be on Friday night and he was made see the matzah in his mouth. And as he walked, he ate the kazayis matzah, and the achile, the anoche, was the basachas. So in other words, what is the anoche? The achile is swallowing of the matzah, that's the anoche. So he's still becoming the mitzvah of matzah. So the Yoshalmi raises the question, why is this different, the matzah to law? That's the Yoshalmi Shabbos, the Yoshalmi Shabbos. So the Yoshalmi says, Tamon ha-matzah yave, by Tamon there, by matzah to law, so the matzah is in Aveh. Bram hoche, ain't a matzah Aveh. But when he's making the matzah, Friday night, in the Rishis Rabbi, and as he walks in the Rishis Rabbi, he swallows it, so that's the anoche, the swallowing is the anoche, and it's chayav chatos. But the matzah itself is innocent. The matzah does not have a shemavir. So, my father, with that, Yerushalmi answered a kashe by the Chassanuch against the Rambam. Now, the Rambam, the aloche is that the sukkah psura. Sukkot psulo is psulo. So, but if somebody, let's say, built a sukkah, al-gabital, in your own yard, and then somebody else, I respect you from the sukkah, and we occupy the sukkah, so it's the kind of sukkah. It's not considered as sukkot psulo, and it's not considered as avodah. Why? Because character exists. So when can we visualize the deed of sukkot psulo that you're not eating? So that's only by Sukkot HaSuyo B'Leish HaSpino U'Bo'achar, because if, let's say, Reuven built his sukkah in his courtyard and then Shimon came and ousted Reuven from the sukkah and he took possession of the sukkah, so then Shimon will be required with the sukkah because Karatei was zealous. But if Reuven built his sukkah B'Leish HaSpino or B'Leish HaBo, where it's without him, and then Shimon came and ousted Reuven from the sukkah, then you will not be eating mitzvah. Now, the Rambam says that even though Karkein mitzvahs, so there is no Iyan of Tashmumin. So, those who study the Shofrim, no, it will have a shalot of an effort, because Karkein mitzvahs. But the love of the Sikhul is Eda. The love of the Sikhul is Eda. So, in Chesinuch, is the question against the Rambam. As Rambam, if the love of the Sikhul is Eda, so why does the Gemara say that from Zion? That only Sukkot Zulo HaSuyo B'Leish HaSfino, so it's not easy. But Sukkot HaBnui Al Gavi Karka, Sukkot Zulo HaSuyo Al Gavi Karka, so he is easy. Why? Because Karka is always. So visually, if we say like this, we say, well, it's here, and we give him a bit of Nesher, that by Karka, Zilas Karka is not in the middle of the Sikhul, we can understand. So it's not in the middle of the Sikhul. But the Rambam says that you are in the Sikhul. And actually, the Sikhul says like Rambam, that you are in the Sikhul. It's not just the Rambam Sheik. So, you are in the Sikhul. So, anyway, you should even if it's a Sukkot, Abdullah, or Karka, Uwachar, and Gozlo. So, you should not even have the Sikhul because it's a Mitzvah. So my father said, by mentioning that Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi says, Kamon ha-matzah yaveh, b'ram hoche ein ha-matzah aveh. So what's the pshat? The answer is, it doesn't mean that if the Kiyum HaMitzvah is a result of an aveh, so because of that, he cannot be the kind of mitzvah. If somebody builds a sukkah on Shabbos, so you won't say that that one cannot relate to with that sukkah. So he did a Avera. So he punished for that Avera, but that does not affect the Kiyumah Mitzvah. But when we say Mitzvah Avera, when there is a Shem Levi of Avera and Hefetzer, Kosovo has a Shem Levi of Avera. There is a certain attribute that attaches to the Hefetz. It's a Hefetz Akosov. So the male, so by Matzeh Zulo, so the Matzeh has a Shem Levi of Avera. The Matzeh has a Shem Levi of Avera because the Matzeh has a Shem Kosov. Has a Shem Kosov. So the male is not the kind of mitzvah of God of the Chomatzes. But if he takes out the Matzeh and Shabbos and he swallows the Matzeh as he walks down the Abbas, so we Dahila is the Anochet. So there is no Shem Levi of Avera and the Matzeh. The Gamble was able to hear of Yitzhak Shabbos, but the Matzeh, the Shem Levi of Avera, does not attach to the Matzeh. So in many ways, we don't apply the Loche of Yitzhak of Avera. So that's the reason why. Sukkah, we are going to be so, to the Gamble is able, But Kalke is Beshusen Imore. So the Kalke is not the Sukko al Gabi Kalke, is not Gozo from the Bible. So there is no Shem Levi of Avera because the Hefte is not Gozo. So the Mele is the kind of the Sukke. But Sukko Asui al Gabi Asvino. So then the Sukke, the Hefte, the Sukke itself is Gozo. So there is a Shem Levi of Avera attached to the Hefte. Now, so the question arises, now, this Avera of the Tamtam says, in order to answer the spirit between the Gemara and Yiddish, that tends to indicate that Ure holds that Yushkidi is Loikon, and the Gemara and Gemara where Ure explicitly says that Yush Iskon. So Tamtam says, Ure holds Yush Iskon. That's the Gemara and Gemara. Irishmore binds, but why does the Gemara in Kiki say, does Ure say, Achato Saksuo, Benida Bunoineda Ebucha Perez, because Yush is not Kene? Because even though Yush is Kene, and the Gazlan who Gazlan the Chatos, he acquires title in that Chatos of the Behene, but the Mitzvah Boma Vere it is. So if the Aloch had been, that Mitzvah Boma Vere implies, that in the Kiyumah Mitzvah is a result of a Mitzvah Vere, so then we can have any kind of mitzvah, then we can understand Razakah. Because even though Yush is Kene, so if he doesn't behave, if he doesn't behave, and he was managed the behave as a Hados, so he is title in the behave, but he certainly didn't avail it. And the mitzvah of the Abbas Kohen is a result, the fulfillment of the mitzvah of the Abbas Kohen. So he was made possible because of his avera of Tehillah. So he cannot be kind of mitzvah. But if that is the pshat mitzvah of avera, then the mechas chinuch is right. Then the time of the mechas chinuch is a very strong avera. So why do we say that Tzuka Abir al Gabi Kalka and then somebody gazet it? Shimon gazet it. So then it's Yetzer mitzvah suke. But the Rambam says, and he says, that he's able to signal. So the Mela, that means that the fulfillment of the mitzvah suke was made possible because of his avera of the sizzle. So he should not be kind. So we have to say, as my father says, that as it appears from the Yerushalmi Shabbos, that there is no aloche that where the fulfillment of the mitzvah was made possible, was realized through the commission of an avera. So the Mela, it negates the mitzvah. Only the heft of the mitzvah, the heft of the mitzvah, like Sukkah or Lule and Esri, so Hezi Shem Levi of Avera, then it negates the mitzvah. But, and so the question is, if we say, Bishlami, if we say that according to Lule, so Yush is not Kene, according to Lule, Yush is not Kene, then we can understand. Because if Yush is not Kene, so he doesn't have title, the Gazlan does not have title. So in other words, who has title? The Nitzel has title. So mainly the Hefetz remains a Hefetz apostle all the time. Chilitza Kotzer all the time. So maybe the Chilitza says the Shem Levaila Beit, but if we say that Yush is Kaden, Yush is Kaden, so he acquired title, so the Gazdan acquired title long time before he was making the Beit as a Chatos. So why do we say that Eidim Chaper is because of Mitzah Dom Alechem? So that we have to understand. Alright, now. But anyway, Tesis mentions at Aruch, the Shita from the town, in order to show that the Aruch of Mitzah Dom Alechem is in the Reistik Aruch. So maybe if the Aruch of Mitzah Dom Alechem is in the Reistik Aruch, so then the question arises, why do we need the possibility of Chagasukis Das Aruch, the Tzukik Zuhon is Zuhon, that's what's the question. Why do we need the posik? The Tzukel Zulo is Zulo without the posik. He should not be able to become a mitzvah because of mitzvah bona. Alright. Just 1 second. I just want to finish. 1 second. Umiyu bilago lo yutok. Do the head of Oma Ume, we should be usually coming. The aim to hear it in the Ume. Do the shkole the head yet. Be usually coming. With the chsif kamoni ume agos. El nime, so not words. So first, Tesis started to refute this fact that Mitzvah Avraham Avinu is not Reizel in Rabbanon. So Tesis wanted to refute that evidence on the basis of Rabban Tam's Shita. Now Tesis is saying what Rabban Tam's Shita himself is difficult. He says, we cannot say like Rabban Tam. He says, Umiu Ragoch Avinu, the Behedi from Avinu Shimushi Kone, Behedi Kherik Nehebe Dorish Kobe, Behedi Yushi Kone, Midrasiv Kobone, Goyagos, so then there was a spirit between the Gemara in Kippin and the Gemara in Malkame. Gemara in Kippin says that Rube holds Yushi Yoikone, and the Gemara in Malkame, from the Gemara in Malkame, it appears that Rube holds Yushi is coming. Elimina Tahudak is a Basre, Lak Yushi Yu, the King Yushi Shinashem, Kidoma Hosso the Rube, the Mikome Kore Mishre, the Hashbe Kore Abarz. In other words, at first, when he cast the Eile, it's the letter, so it was called just letter. Hashli Korolei Abarzel. Now he decided to use it as a tablecloth or as a bed to lie upon. So there is a Shina Hashem. The Avot Avot that we call Nami Kishina Hashem. So in other words, so where is Avotah reconciles the apparent spirit between the Gemara and the Gemara in Malkami by saying that the ruler holds Yushki is coming. But regarding Kol, it's not the Chapir because of Mitzvah Avraham Avinu. So Tesis says something else. That actually you will hold Yushki Yoikon. But then, so that's the reason as to why Ula says Chatur Samsuo Minida Minida in the Chapiris. Because it's not his call. Because Yush is not king. But then, why does Gemara say over there that, why does Ula say that the Gazlan is Kene, the Gazlan Tehila is Rebbe, and then he decided to convert it into a table or into a bed, into a mattress. So then, he is Kene, so it's not because of Yushidi, because there is Yush and Shin Hashem. Ma'ashti b'kome kol Yishra, ma'ashti kol Abaz, v'yachol gabi gabi kol, nabi yu kishin Hashem, ki b'kome hosom, b'kome chum, ma'ashti hekesh. So the question is, why is Chatur Samsuo not Mechaper? True that Yush is not king, but Yush together with Shina Hashem is king. Now he gathered the Behemoth and then he was Magdish. So Mikome, it was Mikochun, and now it's Mikohemdesh. So there is Yush and Shina Hashem, so it should be Mechaper. So he says, That mitzvah Avraham Avinu is midrash, but not the way Rabbi Tam says. Rabbi Tam says that Yushki is coming, and still it's not happening because of it. Because of Avraham Avinu. So Tesis says no. And the reason is why Rule in Govakanda says that if somebody stole or let's say leather, and then he decided to convert it into a mattress or into a table, into a chair, so then his machshove is effective. So why is it effective? Only the machshove of the buyer is effective, not the machshove of someone who is not a buyer. So because there is yiru shechin Hashem, because we call it mishrei v'hashti kol le'apalze. Before it was a piece of leather, put leather, and now it's called a bed, or it's called a chair, or it's called a table. So that's why he's came there. So it's not came there just because of Yush, but because of Yush and Shiva Hashem. So, and the reason is why, so then the question arises, why does Ula say that Hadas Aksulo is not Mechapeya? Why does Ula say that Hadas Aksulo is not Mechapeya? But here too, Yush is not came there. But here there is Yush and Shiva Hashem. So, in other words, he was Magdashem. So Tesis says, since there is a law that mitzvah boma mele, some mele, since at the time, when does it become his? When is it the nifka the shebayim? When is the shebayim poka? Well, at the time when he's magnish. So at the time when he's magnish, that's the beginning of the kirma mitzvah. So mele, that's what the Al-Gezer Sakosot of Honim Veloyakos implies. In other words, that if at the time when he's magnish, when he begins to become the mitzvah of that kohen, so it has Hashem Levayah Babel. Because as long as title is vested in the mitzvah, so it has Hashem Levayah Babel. When is the Hashem Levayah Babel poka? When he's Kenet. So when is the Kenet? When he's magnish Levayah. When he's married to Bele. So that means, but prior to the Hekdesh, he tells Hashem to buy a Babele. So in Mele, we can apply the Aloha and Risa for Babele. Mashaiki, according to Rabbetam, Rabbetam Shite is the Tiyush himself, is Kele. So long before he was married, the Bele. So he already acquired title. So the Hashem to buy a Babele was spoken from the Bele before the Kiyuma Mitzvah, before he was married. So maybe we couldn't apply the aloche of mitzvah of avera. This is what Tesis means. By the way, Tesis, so maybe, but even according to Tesis that we have to say that the aloche of mitzvah of avera is in the Reisling aloche. And this is the sakosu of Kabbalah Agosu. But we cannot say like Avnitam, because according to Avnitam, which first of all, it's mashma, that Rube holds that Yush Kiddin is loyal. And Rabbetam says that Rube holds that Yush Kiddin is coming. But then there is another kasha against Rabbetam. If Rube holds that Yush Kiddin is coming, so then we couldn't apply the aloha of Mitzvah Bo Mavere. Because Mitzvah Bo Mavere does not imply that if the Kiyuma Mitzvah was made possible through the Avere, so Mavere then negates the Kiyuma Mitzvah. Mitzvah Bo Mavere only implies that there is a Shem with Bayo Mavere and the Hefze at the time of the Kiyuma Mitzvah. So if we say that Rule holds that Yush Kiddin is Loikomek, so until he was Magdishet, so he had the Shem with Bayo Mavere and the Behemoth. When did the Shem with Bayo Mavere was spoken? When was spoken the Shem with Bayo Mavere? The moment he was Magdishet. And when he was Magdishet, then that was the beginning of the Kiyuma Mitzvah. The Kiyuma Mitzvah begins at the time when he is Magdish the Behemoth as a Chatos. So that's the aloche of Kabbalah Agos of Mitzvah Bo Mavere, that if the Behemoth with which he is retiring the Mitzvah of Akoves Chatos at the time he is Magdish has a Shem Levayo Mavere, so then he cannot be retiring the Mitzvah with that Behemoth. So according to Tesis Teretz, we understand. But according to Rabbi Tam, Rule holds that Yush by itself is Kehneh. If Yush by itself is Kehneh, so long before he was Magdish Behemoth, the moment he was Messiah, So the behavior, title and the behavior became vested in Gazlev. So by the time he's Magdish, there is no Shem of Rubaya Babele attached to the behavior. So how can we say Mitzvah Go Babele? But anyway, Tesis does not mean that this talents of the Mitzvah Go Babele, like the Eisel and the Rabbonim, is a good talents. Because it is Muchach, even according to Tesis, it is Muchach. That mitzvah bo babele is midraise, because the whole aloha of kabbalah and rabbosu is expressive of the din of mitzvah bo babele. But according to Tesis, we can understand the concept of mitzvah bo babele, because Ule holds that yush by itself is not kelim, but only yush together with shina Hashem. And so when is it kelim? At the time of the hekdesh, but prior to the hekdesh, it is a shem levaya babele. So the mele. We can apply the aloche of mitzvah bo babele. But according to Rambam, the Jewish by itself will hold. And Nietzsche, in the course of his walking down Damas Moshe's Rabbi, is the kind of Nietzsche of Matze, because Matze Lava Vele, Matze Lava Vele. Now, but, so what we have to understand the Shita of Rabbetam. We have to understand the Shita of Rabbetam. Rabbetam says that Ure holds that you should be scholar. And that's the reason as to why Ure says that the events, the weather, that someone doesn't, and the violin was misyayish, and then he entertained the machshav to convert it, let's say, for a chair, or for a table, or for a mattress, so then it's becoming tumi. It's becoming tumi. Even though only the machshav of the violin is effective, the machshav of someone else is not effective to be made into a tumi in the events. So Abraham says, the reason is why it becomes a violin is because Yush by itself is given, according to it. So why does Ure say that Hatos, Hagzuro is not the Haber, even though there was Yush violin? Because of Mitzvah Bo Babele. So the question is, but if huge by itself, huge by itself, is Kaveh, so he acquired, the Gazlan acquired title in the Bahamian long before he was Magdashim. The moment the Bailey was Messiahish. So by the time, at the time when he's Magdashim, the Bahamian does not have a Shamu Bayo Bahamian. So why should we apply the Aloha of Mitzvah Bo Bahamian? That's one Kashe that's on the time. The other Kashe, the thesis goes out. More than this Kashe, is the Loshon HaGemara is that the business why Mura says Chatas Aksura B'neidah B'neidah B'chaperes because Yush Tidi is loikon, but according to Rabbi Tam Yush Tidi is kone. So why does the Mura use the Loshon Yush Tidi is loikon? Now, so I think that the Pshat Rabbi Tam is this. Now, by Gazlan, the Mura says that if there is a Shino Maise in the Dovah HaGozo, so then he has to pay double. And the more I learned it out from the Pasuk, the Heshim is not Zila Shabosa, Imkei Shabosa Yarase, Vim Lav Domin Boyer Mishim, Vim Lav Domin Boyer Mishim. So that means that there is an essay to return the bed, to restore the bed. The Gazlan cannot say, I Gazlan the table, I'll return, the table is worth $10, I'll give you $10. He's Nechuyev to return the same Chibetz HaGozo, his species, yeah. He cannot pay double. But if he's Kaveh, so then he's Mechuyev to pay double. He doesn't have to return his species. So the Shita of Rav Nechama is that in view of the fact that there is an explicit mitzvah, the Heshim Sakzeh Vashav Gozal, in Kaveh Shagozal Yarazim, Vimlad Domin Boyer Shomeh, so that Rosh implies that as long as the Chibetz HaGozo is Kei Shebozal, there is no Shino in the Chibetz HaGozo, so then is the Chuyev to return the Chibetz HaGozo. And even if he will acquire title in the Chibetz HaGozo, he still is the Chuyev to return the Chibetz HaGozo rather than to pay Domin for the Chibetz HaGozo. So in Mele, this is the Pshat in Rabbeinu. Ule holds that Yush Kedi is coming. So the male, if somebody does it leather from the Balabais, and then he entertained the Machshoket to apply the leather, to convert it into a chair, into a table, into a mattress, so then it is recovered to me, to my smedras. It is recovered to my smedras. Because the use of the Bible is effective to give title to the Nazlan. To give title to the Nazlan. But Chatas Akzulo, even though the Bayan was Messiahish of the Bahamian, long before the Gazlan was Magdish the Bahamian, as a Chatos. But since there is a Zera Sakoso, Beheshiva Sakzila Ashabozal, in Kei Shebozal Yarzir, so that Zera Sakoso implies that regardless whether the Gazlan acquired title in the Dovah HaGozo or not, even if he acquired title in the Dovah HaGozo, there is a special Zera Sakoso, in Kei Shebozal Yarzir. True, he has title, but the Torah is mechayevim to return the Dovah HaGozo, bien, instead of paying them. There is a Zera Sakoso. So the Mele, since he is mechuyev to return the Dovah HaGozo, the Behemoth, to the Bible, in spite of the fact that he acquired title, in the Behemoth, so that means that the Nitzel has a shibut and the Behemoth. He has a shibut on the Behemoth. So if the Nitzel has a shibut because he can force him to return dafke this Behemoth and not pay Domin for the Behemoth. The Behemoth is worth $100. He'll say, I'll pay you $100. So the Nitzel can say no. Behemoth Sakzila Ashabosa, you can shibut on Yahweh. As long as the Behemoth did not change, the Behemoth Sakzila did not change, you are obligated to me to return dafke the Behemoth Sakzila. And not to pay, I'm not interested in Domin. So in Mele, that means that the Nitzel has a shibut on the Behemoth. If the Nitzel has a shibut on the Behemoth, and he is mechuyev to the Nitzel to return dafke this Behemoth, not to pay Domin. So that means that there is still a shame and vile of Avere attaching to the Behemoth. Suppose he wouldn't be Kaveh. So then, there would be shame of Luvai attaching to the Behemoth. Why? Because it's not his, it's God's. But if it's his, so then it's not God's. But that's only true if it's not, if it is his, if it, if the gospel has title, and it is not mechuyev to return it to the nitzel. But if here there is a gzeras hakosuv, veheishim is a gzeras shekozal, in case shekozal yanzia, that he must return the behem in specie, not only, even though we acquire title in it. So the melee, since the nitzel has a shikut on the behem, and he can force the gazlan to return back to the end, not on me, so maybe the Shemuvai of Avera still attaches to it. So maybe we can apply the Aloche of Mitzav of Avera. Maybe we can answer the Kashi of Tesis against Ramtam. How can Ramtam say that all the whole huge Kedi is coming? But here, because of Mitzav of Avera, and the Gemara said to Gittin, Kosova Lule, huge Kedi loikone, the answer is, the Gemara uses the expression huge Kedi loikone, because it's not completely his. Does he have the right of dominion over the behemoth? He doesn't have the right of dominion over the behemoth. The nitzel has a shibut on the behemoth. So truly he has title, but the title is a theoretical title. Actually, he cannot keep it, the behemoth. So mainly he doesn't have any right of dominion over the behemoth, because the nitzel can force him to restore the same behemoth to him. So the melee, it's called, the Gemara calls it, Yishtibili Kone. And but that means that because of the essay of the ancient Zatila Shabosa, in Shabosa Yarzia, we have Dominic Shume. So even though we acquire title in the melee, he still is Nehuyev to return the behemoth to him. So if he's, so that means that the Nitzel has a Shibut and the behemoth. So the Shabbivai of Avera still attaches to the behemoth, because he owns it. He owns it. So maybe we can apply the aloha of this abomadeh. Now, for Thursday, you should go over the sugye in Sanhedrin, the machlekes abayi v'lobe, but as one will say, and also the balamoyer and the ramban, and the chedusher of Mokhai, and Ibu Mishmo. And Ibu Mishmo. It's a long kapchai.
So here it is.
Shir Lamed and Sukkah, your base kiss of Hitoshim and Aleph, November 20th, 1980, on Thursday.
Very, very good. So go over, I hope that you went over the Ramoyer, at least part of the Muhammad's. So they did. Now, just briefly, they are two Gyosoyas in Gemara. Here, there's some about them. One girl says, "Kamrite kabel nishmo yom lat nasisi nam lepsul." Alme dibinon tiri yom nishmo. And another girl says that we are not geres alme. Dibinon tiri nishmo. And there is a big difference in the pshat and gemara. If we are geres alme, then it is obvious that the kasha of the gemara is from Shmuel's number, not from Rav's number. If we are not geres alme, so then the kasha of the gemara could be from Rav, not from Shmuel. Now, Rashi here, not the Rashi that Tesis mentions. The Tesis mentions in Menoches, Rav Menveis. But the Rashi here, I mean, so the apparently two Maduras of Rashi. But according to our Madura in Rashi, Rashi is not Geres Alma. And the Kashi is from Rav, not from Shmuel. Because true Rav holds that Tviya is not required to be a Mishmo. But the Kriyas HaTzitzis, the putting in of the Tzitzis in the Kaunas, that has to be a Mishmo, even according to Rav. So the Meile, the Gemara is the kasha that loyli boy, according to Shmuel, that even the tree of the tzitzis has to be lishmo. So certainly that the making of the sukkah has to be lishmo. But even according to Rab, who says that the tree of the tzitzis does not have to be lishmo, but the tree of the tzitzis, Rab is made has to be lishmo. So Meile. Why? Because if the Kriyas HaTzitzis is not Lishmo, so it doesn't become a Chetz of Mitzvah. So it's a general principle in Kol HaTzeh Kule. So here too, just as the Tzitzis does not become a Chetz of Mitzvah, if the putting in of the Tzitzis was not Lishmo. So here too, the Sukkah does not become a Chetz of Mitzvah, if the building of the Sukkah, the putting up of the Schach, was not Lishmo. That's the Gemara Kashya. So the Gemara says no. The reason as to why over there, so Rav says that the Kriyas HaTzitzis has to be Lishmo because there is a special transakosu of Dilin Tazalot, Loch Mishim Chepo. And according to Shmuel, it implies not only that the Kriyas HaTzitzis should be Lishmo, but even the prior steps, even the steps prior to the Kriyas HaTzitzis, the spinning of the chutim, the tviya satzitzis, should be lishmo. According to Rav, so Dili Tazaloch has left implies only that the putting in of the tzitzis in the beggar, not the tviya satzitzis, but only by tzitzis, because there is a special zakosu of Dili Tazaloch, Mashaiki Gabisuke, there is no such zakosu, so maybe according to Israel, it doesn't have to be lishmo. Now, this is Rashi's pshat here in this matter. According to the Madure that Tesis quotes of Rashi, so the reason is why Minakeitzi, Minamimi, Minagalim is Psuro, not because according to Rav the Kriya Saksis has to be Lishmo, but because what it means Minakeitzi. Minakeitzi means from the vertical threads of the Arigla, so a thread started to hang out. So it's a psul of Tassel and Nosk. That means that it wasn't, the tzitzis wasn't put in, biyodayim, but the tzitzis in the course of the Arigla Sabege, so the tzitzis emerged by itself. So the melee involves the psul of Tassel and Nosk. So actually, if according to that Madur of Rashi, then the reason is why Rav says also Nakeitzin Anim Nagavim Psul, because it's Tassel and Nosk, so it has no bearing on Sukkah Yishono. So then, according to that version of Rashi, Rashi had to be there is Almed Ibn Tzvio Mishmo. Almed Ibn Tzvio Mishmo. So the Kashi is from Shmuel. The Kashi is from Shmuel. Then there is, and we agree is out of the beginning of creation. Now then there is the Perush Adeni who say that Nakeitzi, Minanimi, Minagadi is Psuro because it's the Pseiles of the Tzemer. And after all, there is Aloche, Mimim Konov. So in other words, in a Beget Shal Tzemer, you have to put in Chutim Shal Tzemer. So it has to be the Tzemer proper, not the Pseiles of the Tzemer. Not the Pseiles of the Tzemer. So this is the Pseiles. The Pseiles of the Tzemer. So of course, according to the Geirusha, certainly the Kashi of the Gemara is from Shmuel, not from Rav, because Rav's memory it deals with something else. But the Gemara mentioned, in order to mention Shmuel, so the Gemara had to mention the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, and the whole memory of Rav. So Minakeitzin Minagavim Psulo, why? Because that is not the real Tzemer, it's the Pseiles of Tzemer. But Nasisin, the Tzemer, except that it wasn't Lishmo, so it's Sheo. Ki Amrito Kami Mishmule Lom Rav Nasisin Ami Psulo. Aum, the Dimon Trio Lishmo. So the Gemara assumed that it's a Din Kolat Rekule, in other words, that the whole Hasmonim has to be Lishmo, in any Chepze of Mitzvah or Chepze of Dushim, So
it's a general deal that it has to be Rishmo, the whole Azmone. Has to be Rishmo, Rishay Mitzvasei, so the male, so here by Suke. So just as by Tzitzes, he doesn't become a chetz of the mitzvah without the tvi Rishmo. So the suke doesn't become a chetz of mitzvah without the putting up of the schach. Rishay suke zachak. So then Gimor the Teret, Shana Hoshon the Makro, Yom Tazmo. So these are the pshotim in the Gimor, just in the Shachar Kali Gimor. Now let's see to the. Now let's go over the Bala Moed. All right. Ubisuel Leslie Hodin Abdul Marav, Mishimon Ben Ishmael, did he say to Nokat? Behind the Kimei say, Utsidimor Kash, Ubisuel Leslie Hodin Abdul Marav. So the Bala Moed points out the Kash is from Shmuel, not from Rav. So why does the Gemara mention the Rav's memory? In order to mention the conclusion of that whole sugi, that Shmuel's memory, Mishmuel, Mishmuel, the same Venokatro, the Halbi Kemeris of Italy, the Nokatration Mishim Sei, stay that in the same Makshe, the Kaam Gimon Alme Gimon Tio Shmuel. So, of course, so what does Rashi in Alma Dura do? He strikes out the Alme. But if we don't strike out the Alme, so that means, so the Gemara explicitly spells it out, that the Kashi is from Shmuel, not from that. It's Amar Alme, didn't you, Shmuel? Hochaname, Boyazir, Shmuel. Alme, with Shmuel, Mark, Shelo, Imra. The Arab of Shleim, Zal, Kosal, Ibnu, Shehri. Alme, Loi, Yasin. El, Hoche, Yasin. Minasi, Sim, Psuo. Dibinon, Trio, Shmuel. The Rav, Name, Asir, Shmuel. So we see that Balamoy ahead, our version of Rashi, where the stasis, in Noches, had another Madure, I don't know whether another Madure is Madure coming, this is Basra or vice versa, but Tainsves had another Madure of Rashi. So the Balamoya had our Madure of Rashi. The Rav Name, Asir Ishmobi, Elabotni, Ravs of Aminakeritz, Minagal, Minamini, Kim Shetuin, Puin, Bidege, the Lunis Lubolish, which it says, I mean, that's Rashika, Lavas Vilishmo, Avunasisim, Shimpaki, and just the Bola Threads. Shejim Paki is a chair. Hoy Russian is for the beggar. We should meet Titus Nisko. Asio Mishmoi, Shapiro Asio, Vivoyatria, Ushmo Sopa, Rapatria Asio, Ubino Mishmo, Mikomo came, Kulisira, the boy Asio Mishmo. Boy Asio Mishmo. So, in other words, the Kashi, according to Rashi, there is not Jerez Saume, so the Kashi is from Rab. That doesn't mean that from Shmuel there is no Kashi. The Kashi is from Shmuel and Rab. Moimi Boye, according to Shmuel, who requires Gabi Tzitzes, that even the processing of the Tzitzes prior to the Kriyas HaTzitzes has to be Rishmo. Because otherwise, it doesn't become a Chetz of Mitzvah, Allah has come and Bechamo, the putting of the Mishach, so it has to be Rishmo. But even according to Rav, who doesn't require that the processing prior to the Kriyas HaTzitzes should be Rishmo. But the Kriyas HaTzitzes, so that has to be Lishmo, even according to Rav. Here, the putting up of the Schach is like the Kriyas HaTzitzes over there. So the Kashi, according to Rashi, is Bein according to Shmuel and Bein according to Rav. That's why Rashi cannot be here a sound. Well, we call Shmuel, so about three are seen in the Lishmo. We call Mokin Kuras here, and we call Nasi Lishmo. We pay Rush, Ketze, we got the Nibon, we didn't have the same coffee. In a case in Hutkin, she need could be shasta, the case for it. Would do you or shame the beggar to Akashvera? We call the case in, I'll shame she built it. I'll shame she built it, the case in, Mimanini. In other words, she not could be shasta. Now, it's difficult to determine, what Balamoya means by shasta, what it means by Arab, because there is a machlekes v'shemim in Mikvois, there is a machlekes v'shemim, what is shasa, what is Arab, but according to most v'shemim, so shasa is vertical, and Arab is horizontal, but there is another chart, just the reverse. So in Mele,
So let's say, if we say the Vamoya Shite is like Moses the Shemin, the chassis is vertical and the Arabs are example, so that means Shemit could be chassis, in other words, in the course of the Avike, so the person who made the Avike didn't do a good job. So some of the vertical threads just started to hang out. It wasn't woven into the texture of the garment. So Mele, it started to hang out, and then he was tailored. Started to hang out, so Mele. So he was tailored. So the Kriya was not Rishmo. So, Shemit Kubishas, the Kitchener, so three of Hashem Ben is Lachashanera. We call the Ketzim, Hashem Shabilti, Kiketzim and Anim. I mean, they stick out from the beged, from the woven texture, like thorns. Kikin shetofu hatales, oishosu. Minanimin, kikin shetofu, what does nimin mean? In other words, the stitches. There was a remnant in the garment. So he started to sew it up. So some of the stitches started to hang out, and he was tailored as stitches in the beged. That's our example. We go to Atzitzis, the new book. Even if we have shown the Zal. The Agenim, Zal, Loi Kachtir. We Kachtir, or in the Shiva Shire. Aval Gav, the Suke, the Alma, the Sura, Aloche, the Rav, Kram, the Rabbon, the Hoch, and the Kishmur. So the Gedim say, even though generally, look at the Kram, the Sura, but here we pass like Shmuel. Shatzitzes min asisim zulo. Because machino menei misuki. Vaavino bitayni. Because according to the gaining, so Rav's din is based upon the fact that naketzim nagavi, naminim nagavi, that represents the pseilas of Tzemer. So it's a different halacha altogether. There's no shaykes to Suda Mishon. So the kasha obviously is from Shmuel. So that means that Alok is like Shmuel, because the Gemara asks a kasha against Bisila from Shmuel's din, the Alok wouldn't be like Shmuel. How could we ask a kasha against Bisila from Shmuel's din? Vavinu mitayinu maskinu mikoya alivim, upeiru shmakeitzi, ki shahatzei rivesez al hagin valo intogi hanisot bineyem, minatzemer, zeu minakeitzi, minanini, yeish, minatzemer orach, Nimin koshin shel zah, umin agadim ki masha eirek meisya, vigilereisam. So they all represent the pseles, or in the of the temple. I vigilereisam, oiso, I moso behen tzitzim psuri, eilu dibra agenim zah, vein chukil arab lo shleim zah, vi orib zah ukosah, vo praise, vi sipon zoh, oishetola aleh meyo, vein mot meyo, Psuleitz, eir beimotei rog sheireitz, viyad al pishol eidu rishmon, rab shim gamlir eim eirat eir beimotei rog psuleitz, ad she yadu rishmon, viyim chesvim, vuripos hakiru chesed iman, iki rabona nich rab shim gamlir. Vitaam hakiru tzva gav, vivanim, shem psulim dibra keinim, alu dirav, mishom dibinon, tzitzi saknaf, min kolom. So in other words, in a beged shel tzemer, you can only put in one type of tzitzis of chutin. Chutin shel tzemer. So the melee it has to be tzemer mamish. Tzemer itzel, not the tzemes of tzemer. They give a minimal of the wheelas, the beged shel tzemes of tzemer. They make it nasa mito meisot. The chim she posko again, he did not really shmok ish well. Now, so again, he made the use from our Gemara in Sukkot, that here it's an exception to the general rule. That here we pass like Shmuel, that real Shmuel is required, because the Gemara is Kasha against the Shmuel from Shmuel. Now, that's one Gemara. Then there is another Gemara. We also have a Menoche, so we keep knowing of Shmuel, Kirov Shem Gamliel, the Binor. Omar Avinu Marav, what's up, Nakeitzin, I'm in a guard in Sulo, in a Sissim Shero. Can't believe it, I'm in Shmuel Omar, in a Sissim Sulo, in a Triel Mishmo. Tell me, the Lord says, it's a noye. In other words, Shmuel's deed, in other words, The machlekes between Rav and Shmuel is a machlekes at Anoi. Is a machlekes between Tanakam and Rav Shingamor. Tzipon Zot. That's what we feel. Oy shetol ale meyo beivot meyo. If on the parashas of Tril, he put up, he rented up, in the Eyo Beivot Meyo Psuets. Because there's a loche. Mantia Teres Hashem b'fichot and Amuta b'fichot. Eyo Beivot Teiro, Kshevets. V'av al-pi shalo yidon nishmo. V'av al-pi shalo yidon nishmo. So, in Pashtes Aloshi is mashma, that the Machlekes deals with the Eyo of the Vati. Because it says, Tolali and Eyo Behemoth Meir. That means he covered the parishes of the Tfilon with the Eyo of Behemoth Meir. So then it's true. But if he covered it with Eyo Behemoth Meir, or Kshemis, the Apopi Shaloyim Gomishmon. Even though the Eyo Habati was not Nebat Lishmo, the Shem Dushas Tfilon. So it's still kosher. So the Gemara says, in other words, the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel is the same machlekes as between Tanakam and Shin Gamliel. Even though the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel deals with tzitzes, where the tefillah has to be Mishmo, and the machlekes between Tanakam and Shin Gamliel deals with the Rabati. But it's the same machlekes. So it's not a machlekes tafkin tefillah. It's a machlekes in everything that is a heftze, not only a heftze of gdushe, because tzitzes has no gdushe, not even kashmiche gdushe. Tzitzes bismanchen mishtampshen, so it's wrong, you can throw it away. So, but what is tzitzes? Tzitzes is a heftze of mitz. Now, so, and tefillah is a heftze of gdushe, but Heft of Bushi is not the what, the Heft of Mitzvah. So in other words, so that means it's a general machlekes in every Heft of Mitzvah Bushi. So whether the Yibut, the process, now let's say by Tfilin it's Yibut, by Tzitzes it's Tfilin, it's not Yibut. So it's not a machlekes. So from this Gemara we see, from the Pashtus Loshna Gemara, that it's not a machlekes in Yibut where the Yibut is Lishmo. If it had been a machlekes, where the Yibut has to be Mishmo, what bearing will it have upon tzitzes? The answer is, it's a general machlekes. It's a general machlekes. Whether the processing of the heftze of the mitzvah or the dushe. So, I mean, a heftze of dushe, yesh the chavos ayimone, is a heftze of mitzvah also. It's more than a heftze of mitzvah. It's even dushe. So, in other words, it's a machlekes. Whether a heftze of the processing of the heftze of mitzvah has to be mishmona. So according to Tanakam, Tanakam it does not have to be Lishmo, and according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, it has to be Lishmo. So this is the same machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, because according to Rav, the processing of the heft of mitzvah, the tzitzes, so does not have to be Lishmo. According to Shmuel, it has to be Lishmo. And since the Aloch is like Shmuel, so that means that the Aloch is like Rav Shimon Gamliel. This is what he's saying.
Because you heard of Rashi in Sukkah, who said the only machlokes is the Tzviya and the Chlal Asiya to fit in that
one? No, Rashi Shita is probably something else. It's probably something else. So, וחיפי שפוסקו הגנים לבין תביע לשמוע, כשמואל, ועוס נם מנוחס, בו יקים לו לשמוע את רב של תביע, ובו ילימד לשמוע, שמאמין לו דיוק הזה קרה בשם גמריע. That's one. But then there is another Gemara. There is a machlekes. In Sanhedrin, between Abai and Rome. As to whether Azmoni is Milse, Azmoni is Lav Milse. I'm assuming that you went over the whole Gemara. Because otherwise, it's impossible. To understand the Balamuria or the Ramban. Now, so there, that Memzayim on the Begins in Sanhedrin, Itma, for here it begged the mess, Abaye or Marosa. Now the Aloche is that the big day of the mess, the Tachichim of the mess, are Osabano, it's a Nisar Raiz. Now the question is, what, of course, if let's say a certain begged, Tachichim, walk put on the nifter, so then of course it becomes also a man, with rice.
But suppose somebody was healing a bigot for a mess, Estachim, but it wasn't used on a mess. So, then he wants to use it for something else? So the question is he allowed to use it or not? So the child is whether Hasmone Milse or Hasmone Wagnese. So Abaye says Hasmone Milse. So if a person was ailing, got in a mess, so it acquires a shame of big mess, tachich mess, even though it wasn't used on mess. So maybe it's also banoi. If we say Hasmone Wagnese, so just the machshove. So it doesn't acquire a shame of tachich mess. It was just mazmine. So maybe it's mutabano. It maraleh is negative mess, abayo marosa, viroba mamuta. Abayo marosa has money milsi, viroba mamuta has money lab milsi. My time with abaye, go marshom, shom negra rufe. My egra rufe, the has money mitzere, hainame, the has money mitzere. So, according to abaye, we learn out shom, shom, mi egra rufe, because by Miriam, it's mentioned in the Torah, in the Midbar, in Chukas. Vatoma shom miyoyom, vatikom vashom. Abaye Omar, that we learn out shom shom from Egla Rufa, because by miyoyom, by mess, it says, Shom, Vatom, Shom, Yoyom, and by Igla Rufe, it's also mentioned. So we learn out, so, and by Igla Rufe, so, it's also mentioned Shom. So, Memele, we learn out from Igla Rufe. And Igla Rufe, Basmon, and Mitzvah. The Kailon, Yeridoso, Inachaleitson, yourself. This is a Abai. My Rabbut was in Mitzrah, and Ham was in Mitzrah. The Hope, Goma, Shom Shom, Mavis Chod. Mavis Chod, he also learns out Shom Shom. But not from the Rabbut, but, in other words, by this, it's mentioned Shom, as, and by the Zoret, Bashmisha of the Zoret, it's also mentioned, Asherov du Shom Agoyi, Asherov du Shom Agoyi. So Rabbut learns it out, Shom Shom, Mavis Chod. Mavis Chod, was in Mitzrah, because if somebody was Mazmi, and if an Akko was Mazmi, a certain Kele, for Tashmishi, but he didn't use it for Avodizor, he doesn't become Mazmi. He has to use it. So Rabbi learns it out from Tashmishi Avodizor. The Rabbi, my time, we go Mamre Grahufe, Omaro, Mishamshin Gamino, Lafukle Grahufe, the Gufe Gushi. So Rabbi, who does not learn it out from Egla Rufe, because he wants to learn, he prefers to learn out Mishamshin Mishamshin. Mashayit Egla Rufe, that's Yihi Gufa Gushin. Vabaye Maitayna Ligoma Vamesh Chovim, Omoloch Minidu, Chet Minidu, Chekamino. Lafika Vamesh Chovim, Dilabu. Anyway, so, we have a machlekem between Abaye and Rufe. It's whether Asmona Milse or Asmona Lav Milse. Abaye says Asmona Milse, because he learns out from Egla Rufe and by Egla Rufe. So Basmone Mitzre, and Rabbi learns it out from Tashmish Abel Zore, and Hasmone is Loi Mitzre. Then the Gemara asks a certain question, that Memchet on the base. Toshma, Omar Lumen Aseli Tik Shal Sefer, or Nar Tik Shal Fiyom, Acho Nishtamish Behem Kedesh, Muto Nishtamim Mechay, Nishtamim Kedesh, Osho Nishtamim Mechay. So it's a question against the Abaye, because the price says in so many words that if somebody tells a sefer, someone, a worker, he says, make for me, sew up for me a tefillin bag. And the sefer sewed up a tefillin bag for him. Then he decides he'll use it as a purse to keep his change. So he's allowed. So we see like Chove that has more love, you'll say, because suppose he already used it for the tefillin. So, and he would decide to use it as a purse. It's not allowed, because it's Tashmishi Dusha, the film bag, has a Tashmishi Dusha. It's not Dusha Atzmi, it's not Rup Dusha, but Tashmishi Dusha. So here the Kaiser says that if the worker so prepared it and he sold it up as a film bag, so then he's allowed to change it as a purse.
So we see that as one of our meals, it's a kasha against Abaye. So the Gemara says that noi, the Tanya, Ziponzo, the same machlekes, or shetol al emir shol bim apneyo, psulis, eyo behim atenu o kheles, af al pishal yigdo mishmon, kapshim un damlin al emir, af eyo behim atenu o psulis, at she yagdo mishmon. So Rashi explains by the mitan way that the machlekes between Abaye and Rove, as well as Mone Milzer, as Mone Lava Milzer, is a machleke between Tanekame and Rabshim Gamliel. Tanekame says that the Rabbatim of Tfilin does not have to be Misavit Lishmo. Why? Because the Tanekame holds as Mone Lava Milzer. So as Mone is Lava Milzer. So Mele, if as Mone is Lava Milzer, so it does not have to be, it does not, so the Ibu does not have to be Lishmo. Masheinke Rabshim Gamliel. So Tanakame agrees with Chove, that Hazmone Lav Milse. Mashem Ki Rabshim Gamliel, he holds like Abaye, that Hazmone Milse. So the man of the Yibut of the Rabati has to be Lishmo. Now, and then the Gemara passes like Chove. The Yilch has a Kavos in Chove. So according to Rashi's Pshat, that Rabshim Gamliel is the one who says Hazmone Milse, and that's the reason as to why he requires Yibut Lishmo. So, and Tanakami is the one who says, as my love mills. So, since the Gemara spells it out explicitly, that Yul has a kavos in the Rove, has my love mills, so according to Rashi, it follows that Allah is like Tanakami, that the Ibut of the Eratfil does not have to be Lishmo. The Ibut of the Eratfil does not have Lishmo. So, we have two Gemaras. In the Gemara in Sanhedrin, we say, Tanoye, Kitanoye, in regard to the Machlekes, between Abai and Rob is a machlekes between Tanakam and Rashi Gamliel. The Gemara Munoches we said that Tanoi, that the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, where the three has to be Lishmo, is also told in that machlekes. Now, according to Rashi's Pshat here in Sanhedrin, that Kitanoi means that Tanakam, who says that he would, a Rabbati does not have to be Lishmo, so he agrees with Rob that Azmone Elav Milse. That as one of our meals say. So then, and then the other Gemara, Menoches, that says the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel is also the machlekes between Tanakame and Rabshim Gamliel. So that means Rabshim Gamliel is like Shmuel and Tanakame is like Rav. And here the Gemara says, according to Rashi, that Rove is like Tanakame. So that means the Aloha is like Tanakame. And in Gemara, Menoches says, that Rav is like Tanakame, so then we have to pass him like Tanakame. We have to pass him like Tanakame, and like Rav, not like Shmuel. So Rashi is forced to explain the Gemara in Sukkah the way he explains it. Now, what will Rashi do in the Madura Basre? So that's a kasha. So maybe Rashi in Madura Basre will explain the Gemara in Sanhedrin also differently. I mean, we don't have Rashi's Madure Basre and Sanhedrin. But according to Rashi's Pshat in Sanhedrin, so Rashi is forced to explain the Gemara in Sukkah. Not to be Geirais. Alme. Not to be Geirais. Right. Now this is what he said. The Hose, Nani Minoche, Shekinu, Yishmo, Yitab Shem, Yishmo, 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 So in other words, according to the game, now the Balamoyer is discussing the Shiva Zagin. According to the game, so the kasha of the Gemara against the Hillel is from Shmuel. That means that Aloha is like Shmuel. And since the Gemara Imunoches says that the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel as whether three satitzes required Lishmo. He's told in Machlekes between Tanakam and Rabshim Gamliel, that means that Shmuel is like Rabshim Gamliel. According to the Gemara, so it's Bucha from this Gemara. That the Aloch is like Shmuel, so that means that the Aloche, so it follows from the Gemara in Menoches, that Tanoye, that the Aloch is like Shmuel, and like Rabshim Gamliel. From the Gemara in Sukkah, it's Mashmah Aloch is like Shmuel. And since the Gemara in Menoches says, that Shmuel is like Rabshim Gamliel, so mainly it follows that Aloch is like Rabshim Gamliel. But from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the way Rashi explains the Gemara in Sanhedrin,
So that annoying means that Rabbi agrees with Tanakame and Abaye with Rabshim Gamliel. Since the Gemara says in so many words that Aloha is not like Abaye, so that means that Aloha is not like Rabshim Gamliel, that Aloha is like Tanakame. So there is a stira according to the Gaining. There is a stira between the Gemara Imunoches, from the Gemara Imunoches, it appears according to the Shitas Gaining that the Aloha is like Rabshim Gamliel because the Gemara Menoche says that Rav Shimon Gamliel agrees with Shmuel, so the Aloche is like Rav Shimon Gamliel, but from the Gemara in Sanhedrin that equates the Machlekes between Tanakam and Rav Shimon Gamliel with the Machlekes as well as one Mils, as one Lav Mils. And so Rove is the one who says as one Lav Mils, and the Aloche is like Rove. And Rove, according to Rashi's Pshat in Sanhedrin, so Rove holds like the Tanakame, that Asmone Lavmilse, Tanakame holds like Hove, that Asmone is Lavmilse. So, and the, so the Aloch is like Tanakame, so there is a spirit. So obviously, the Gaining cannot explain, it is Mucha, that the Gaining cannot explain the Gemore in Sanhedrin like Rashi. How do they have to explain? Because Rabbi Natan explains it differently, just the reverse of Rashi. Rashi in Sanhedrin explains Kitanoye that Rove, the Tanakame, who says that he does not have to be Rishmo, he agrees with Rove, that's what Rav will say. And Rav Shimon Gamliel, who says that he has to be Rishmo, he agrees with Abaye, as what Emil said. Rav Natan explains it in the reverse. He says as follows that Abaye, who says that the Tanakame, who says as what Emil said, he agrees with Tanakame. Tanakame agrees with Abaye. That Hasmon is Milse. So Mele, even though he was not Miyabineya, Rishmo, it doesn't matter. Because all he has to do is just to be Mazdinet. He can verbally be Mazdinet. Set it aside and dedicate it. Fulfill, even though at the time of the Ibut, when he cultivated there, when he cultivated and he processed there, so he did not have the machshoveh that he is doing all this processing, the cultivation of the area and the processing with gonad and all kinds of things. So he did not have the machshoveh that it's l'shem kedushas tefillin, but he can do that after the ibud. He'll just say, he'll take that area and he'll say, this I set aside for the Rabbati. So that's why Tanakame says that the Afatishalishmon. So it can become a chepze of mitzvah of Gdusha, a chepze of tefillin by means of the Hasmone subsequent to the Ibud. Because Hasmone is Milse. Mashiach came Rav Shimon Gamliel. He agrees with Rove that Hasmone is Lav Milse. So Mele, Hasmone does not have such weight, such significance, that by verbalizing, by taking the area and saying, I am setting it aside for tefillin, so it should become a heftz of mitzvah, or a heftz of dush. No, Hasmone Lav Milse. So Mele, since Hasmone does not have such weight and such significance, that by the mere fiat, by saying, I am muzzling this area for the parshias of tefillin, that it should become a chetz of mitzvah, a chetz of dushe. So in order to become a chetz of mitzvah, a chetz of dushe, so what does he have to do? So at the time of the ibud, he has to have the machshavah.